Welcome to 7 Second Delay.
I'm not at my
Your headphones aren't working?
Wait, I can hear you. I can't hear me. Can you hear me?
Could you maybe
Can you hear me? No. Oh, is this okay? This is the marathon. Don't forget, I was going to remind you. Michelle, this goes for you too. You have to pretend you're really proud of the station this week.
Well, I am.
That's very important.
Yeah, no, I am really proud of
it. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Michelle, did you hear how Ken's talking?
I'm always really proud of the
station. That's
exactly
right. That's good. That sounds really good. Yeah, no, it's very important because this is the marathon. It's important to pretend this week more than ever.
Are you happy to hear the old theme song?
Oh, yeah, it didn't even register with me.
Yeah, the show is called 7 Second Delay again.
Finally.
We made it.
Our year-long ordeal is over.
Yeah.
The fuzzy glove hour, that was not cool.
I don't even remember that.
I'm not an expert on what's cool. I defer to you and Michelle and the gang.
But I think you are an expert on what's cool.
I don't think I am.
You're wearing a Mike Nesmith woolly hat today.
You're very kind.
That's pretty cool.
That's just happenstance. If that's cool, that's just my good fortune.
You're wearing a Honky Tonk Radio Girl t-shirt? That's cool.
Well, I got it from the free t-shirt room. Hey, volunteers, don't forget to check out the free swag room on your way in and out. That's the way I do it. And we've had a great year. I can't remember any high points off the top of my head, but I'm sure we've had some high points.
I could look some up for you.
Yeah, let's talk about the great year we had. Also, we have a great premium this year. We did put on a show in the barn.
You're so cool. You're standing up this week.
Yeah. Well, I want to be able to make a quick getaway if that soaking doesn't go my way.
You're forcing me to stand up.
Yeah. So we'll race out of the studio if things go bad.
Yeah, so speaking of the soaking,
when it hits the fan.
I'm glad you brought that up.
No, I'm not glad I brought it up. Let's talk about our great premium. $75 gets you, what does it get you?
It's the 30th anniversary 7 Second Delay Party.
Yeah.
Starring Richard Thompson.
Not starring Richard Thompson, starring Ken and Andy.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was our support act. Imagine that.
Yeah, he was
Imagine
our...
Imagine him supporting us.
I think we were the opening act for him, actually,
well,
to
matter.
Tell you the truth.
It so doesn't matter.
But anyway...
But we did a great show. It came together great. There was a little comedy, a little pathos, a little music. And then at the end of the night, you laughed, and then you found yourself wiping away a little tear.
There was a wardrobe malfunction.
There was a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, oh yeah. There was a big wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, yeah.
So if you played $75 or more... then you're entitled to get the 7 Second Delay DVD. It's also available as a digital download.
Right. I guess for $150, we'll come to your house and reenact it in person.
No, it'd have to be more than that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, why don't we do that for the highest pleasure for the next 2 weeks?
Okay.
We'll come to your house and reenact the, if you live within the tri-state area.
Yeah.
And it's not inconvenient to me.
Right.
And I think the date works out.
That's going to have to be a Joey Heatherton level pledge. Which is $1,000 a month.
That's what you're calling it?
Yeah, it's the Joey
Heatherton. Joey Heatherton level?
The Joey Heatherton level.
Wow, and I know you scored a Joey Heatherton pledge yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday morning. So the phone number...
So you don't need me. I understand you're just on track. You're doing great. You're ahead of schedule. That's what I hear.
Yeah, and the
phone marathon's number... going great. You don't even need to give the marathon the phone number out.
No, I do. And the phone number is 800-989-9368. You can also pledge online at WFMU.org. And if you pledge $10 or more, you get the punchline.
Oh, I have a joke. Every year I have a little joke.
To this joke.
Oh, here's the joke. My son Evan said, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a WFMU DJ. And what was my response? Well, you have to pay $10.
What was your response?
Well, that's the
punchline. What do you say to something like that?
It was very, very witty.
It is funny.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Michelle. So we're at 800-989-9368. Hey, if you're going to pledge now before Ken's crazy soaking.
No, the soaking is coming up in seven minutes.
No, let's pledge now. And that way you can pledge money. It's kind of a twofer. You get to pledge money to the station, and you're not breaking my heart. So you get all of that if you pledge now.
It's 6:08 right now, and in 7 minutes we're going to
do the first
of three soakings.
Huh?
We're going to do three soakings.
Huh?
We decided rather than doing one big one, we'd do three small ones.
I think this is a great idea.
To be nicer to you. I think you're going to come out better this way.
Really?
Three small ones, and the first one's going to be at 6:15.
So maybe people, they won't pledge the first one.
Right.
Say, I'll pledge the second one.
Yeah.
And then something will happen. There'll be the smoke alarm will go off
right.
in their kitchen.
Yeah, anything like
yeah,
that.
Anything. Yeah, anything. The dog gets out of the yard. They get distracted, and I'm home free.
Yeah, so don't pledge right now. Wait till 6:15.
No, or pledge now, and then you're sure of your money going to, what do you need the money for? What are you doing with the money?
We have to pay the electric bill. For the radio station, we have to pay transmitter rental.
Yeah, that's important.
We have to pay music royalties.
I know last year, with the money left over, I remember you bought all the female staffers bigger breasts, a breast enlargement.
I did not
procedure,
do that.
I remember.
No, that's that was an ugly rumor.
You're going to be doing that again this year?
No, that was a rumor. That was
my recommendation, just talking for myself, this year make it optional.
Okay.
And I would think you have other things to spend money on, but that's up to you, Kenny.
It really wasn't mandatory last year.
I know. Well, you know, you bring the women into your office and you have this hour and a half meeting with them, there's a lot of pressure on them
to get
the procedure.
No, I hear you. I can understand perhaps why people thought it was mandatory, yeah. But it really wasn't. It was optional.
As long as the money's going to a good cause.
But Andy, here are a number of people who...
No one's pledged yet.
Yes.
800-989-9368.
There's a number of people who pledged before the soaking.
Or WFMU.org, /donate.
The soaking is...
Donate.
Oh, yeah, you can just go to WFMU.org. You'll find it.
Okay, so we have people to thank?
Yeah, Patricia from Winfield.
Thanks.
Edward from Brooklyn.
They all pledged but didn't soak.
True.
Yeah.
Greg from Pocatello.
Okay.
Moises from Linwood, California.
I don't believe Moises is still in Linwood.
No, he is.
Okay.
He's there.
Okay, gotcha.
And he's been a monthly pledger for a long time.
God bless him.
These people are all doing the monthly pledge, by the way.
That's fantastic.
Michelle from Ridgewood, New York.
Good. God bless her and her work.
Yep. And Connor in Brooklyn.
I'm a big fan of Connor.
What do you like best about Connor?
Well, I like his little mischievous laugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's kind of infectious. You can't help but love him.
Have you ever been there, though, when he won't stop laughing?
Yeah, you got to hit him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always bring a bat when you're visiting Connor.
Pascal from Haskell, New Jersey.
Yeah.
These people are all doing the monthly swag.
God bless them and their work.
Mark from New York.
Yeah, okay.
Herb from Suffern.
Yeah.
And Tom from Petaluma.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did any more cards come out?
Yes. I don't think so. Oh, yes.
We are...
Someone will bring them to you.
4 minutes away from the first soaking, and here's how it works during the soaking. It'll be a two-minute long soak period.
I will match any dollar for dollar... I will match a pledge. Ken seems to think I'm like a freak of nature, Michelle, because I've had a successful career. I work for a living.
We don't know that here.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Ken is just baffled by it. He's never seen one of these people that have actually put together a career. And Ken is, of course, naturally resentful and bitterly, bitterly jealous.
Such a bitter man.
He is a bitter man, and he can't wait to just take my money from me.
We need it, though.
No, you don't need
it.
We do need it.
We don't need it.
Thank you, Pete in Arlington, Virginia, says, thank you for being my imaginary friends.
You're welcome, buddy.
And Marty. Marty getting in on an early soak.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, we'll
see. You can't. Okay, now come on.
No, I agree.
Oh, my
fine.
God. Oh, my God.
3 minutes.
An early soak.
3 minutes to the
soak. I would just weep.
Can we remind people that it is better to pledge online, but you can call?
Yes, you can call 800-989-9368. But as far as the soaking, which begins in less than 3 minutes now, the best thing is that when the soaking begins, that's when you should type in the very first characters into the pledge page. And
WFMU.com.
No, WFMU.org.
I believe it's .com.
We can't afford .com.
No, it's WFMU.org. Yeah, they've squatted on WFMU.com.
Try WFMU.com
No,
first.
They stole it from us.
Okay, during the soaking, I believe that's the best way to go.
No, it's WFMU.org. It's the best way to go.
Hey, you know what you should remind people, Ken?
Yeah.
Because the end of the world's coming. The end of the world is nigh.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know if you've been reading these headlines.
No, I don't like to read.
Okay, when the big thermonuclear blast goes off.
Thermobarbaric.
That's the last thing you see, the big flash on the horizon.
Right.
The last thing you think in your head shouldn't be, oh, I wish I had pledged to WFMU. You should be glad that you pledged. It's right. Your money's no good after World War III. You might as well pledge it now.
If it's a little World War.
Yeah, okay, if it's a little world war.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. You make a lot of good points
Thank
there,
you.
Ken. You've
yeah.
given us a lot to think about, Ken.
Less than 2 minutes to go to soaking number one. We're going to be doing
okay.
three two-minute soakings.
800-989-9368. It looks like a seven.
No, it's 800-989-9368.
9368 or seven. Try both.
You can pledge online at WFMU.org.
Or .com. .coms might be the easiest.
No, we don't own that.
Okay.
You know how much they're asking for it?
How much?
$10,000.
Well, it's your own fault, all these breast enhancement procedures. You can't afford it. Whose fault is that? You have no one to blame but yourself.
What do the breast enhancement procedures have to do?
Because you spent $55,000 last year on them.
No, we didn't spend anything like that.
And then, to make the poor staff go through it again, Ken's motto this year is even bigger, baby.
Well, they, you know.
I think it's horrible. I'm against it. I've been against it from the beginning.
You get these.
Don't look at me.
Budget surgeries, and they don't.
What a stupid motto for a marathon.
They don't last that long.
They don't last that long.
We did a great show a couple months ago.
I don't remember that.
About abortion movies, it says here.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
I know last week we did My Wife is Smarter Than Your Wife.
Right. We did a free medical clinic, apparently.
We did?
Yeah, I guess we gave out.
Oh, you're asking people like their favorite shows?
We gave out free tests.
Wait, what did we do this year? I'm not joking.
I'm looking at what we did.
No, we
I don't
recognize. Oh, we did. We had COVID testing.
Oh, my God. We're 1 minute away from.
Oh, I'm afraid we missed our chance.
No, I'm sorry. We're 1 minute away from the soaking.
I wish I could oblige.
50 seconds away from the soaking now.
They don't want to soak me.
Get ready.
They don't want to soak me.
Put in WFMU.org, go to the pledge page, and get ready because.
Why would they want to? I have such mixed
Because
feelings.
They can double their pledge.
It's true. Double. I will match dollar for dollar. That's true, but why do it? Why hurt your Uncle Andy?
Boris.
Wait, do you agree with this? You can also soak Ken.
Yes,
you could. Can. Wait,
you
Michelle, please remind
you can
people.
Soak Ken.
Please remind people they could soak Ken. Are you soaking Andy, or would you prefer to soak Ken?
15 seconds to
would
go.
Would you prefer to soak?
Get ready, my friends.
Field Marshal Friedman.
And it's 10 seconds
Phones
away from
ringing.
Nine.
No,
eight,
that doesn't count.
Seven.
No.
Six.
Okay, 2 minutes.
Five.
Not a second longer.
Four.
Not
three,
a second longer.
Two. One, the soaking of the Breckman has begun! 800-989-9368
or
pledge online. 9367. Pledge online at WFMU.org. Every pledge that comes
what
in.
What have
right
I
now,
ever done to you? Ask yourself, oh, this
Andy,
makes me so
Andy
mad.
Andy Breckman will match
what
it.
What have I done?
Dollar for dollar.
Oh, because.
What
because
have you
I've
done?
Because I make a living. They can't stand that around
well,
here.
You did.
That makes me enemy number one.
My wife
here.
Is smarter than your wife
yes.
last week. That was one thing that you did.
So what's wrong with that? My wife is smarter than your wife. I'm so proud of it.
So you weren't
What's
taking,
wrong with that?
You weren't taking the women seriously at all. It was all about their husbands and boyfriends.
That's not how I recall it.
That's how I recall it. You promised never to chew gum on the air. You chew gum constantly. WFMU.org is the web
yes,
pledge address.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's take his money. He chews gum on the air. That's what we're down to here at WFMU. That's the worst offense you could commit.
Phones
that's my
are ringing,
crime.
Phones are ringing. How much
yeah.
time is left?
1 minute left.
What are you in for, son?
1 minute left.
I chewed gum on the air.
You chew gum every week.
Yeah, that
every
is
week.
A crime. Oh, forgive
we did
me.
A whole show.
How can you ever forgive
we
me?
We did a whole show about whether you would be allowed to chew gum or not.
Why should that be? Why should that be soaking bait? Oh, this is just sad.
And
no,
30 seconds left.
This,
WFMU.org is the web pledge address. As long as you start typing in your pledge now, Andy will double it. WFMU.org. And then go to the pledge page.
No, I won't double.
25
oh, yeah.
seconds. Right, 25 seconds to go. 800-989-9368. As long as the phone rings.
Are you really
rings.
Keeping track?
Yep.
Timeline?
As long as the phone rings in the next 15 seconds.
Okay, I don't think it is.
It's going to count for the soaking.
Okay, I don't think that's all we're 800, doing. Or you could soak Uncle Ken.
Yeah, you can. It's true. It's theoretically possible. You can soak me.
Here come a few more.
And yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's it.
That soaking's over.
That door's closed.
But there's another soaking coming up.
What the hell is going on?
In 12 minutes.
What? You know what's sad?
This
Michelle,
is
you know what's sad?
this whole thing.
No, instead that he's like my best friend. This is my best friend here.
I'm doing you a favor here.
This is how pathetic my life is. I've got to get more friends, better friends.
I'm doing you a favor here, Andy, by breaking up the soaking into three.
Friends don't do this to friends. Friends don't take friends' money like
this.
Yeah,
bring in those soaking pledges so I can thank these people on the air. If you missed the soak, here's the very special feature for tonight's program. We're doing two more soaks.
No. You said I would have a chance to reduce the time.
Yeah, theoretically.
To reduce the time of the second and third soak.
Yeah. You do.
Those phones are ringing.
Oh, you're so screwed.
No. Hold on, Michelle. The phones that are ringing now are too late.
It depends if they're timestamped.
No. What the hell is this?
Yeah, the phones ringing are too late, but not the web pledge. And the web pledges do make a fake phone ring. All right, here we go. Fredericks in Port Richey, soaking the Breckman.
Oh, go to hell.
William in Oak Ridge. Ooh, very generous pledge.
I don't want to hear this.
JJ in Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm not happy about that one.
Our own Morph, a mouse pledge in full.
No.
Thank you, Morph.
No.
Bob in Oak Ridge.
Go to hell, Bob.
Oh, look at all these people.
Please.
Molly in Somerville, Mass. Is securing the future of WFMU for Nadia and all budding listeners.
I don't know quite what that means. I don't know.
Don't you remember
reference.
Nadia? You don't know.
Oh, our friend Nadia.
Our friend Nadia.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, wait. But she soaked me?
Oh, no. Molly is soaking you.
Oh, for the love of God.
Molly soaked you, as did Oscar in Somerville.
Yeah.
Aaron,
not cool.
Aaron in Toronto.
Not cool, Aaron.
Andrew in Boca Raton. Mark Hurst, our own Mark Hurst.
Oh, yeah.
One of our
cool
DJs. Akeem in Switzerland.
Akeem, you're harshing my buzz, man.
Akeem lost his dad 4 days ago.
Oh, baby. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And so he only has us left as father figures.
Oh, my God.
How sad is that?
Well, we'll do the best we can for you.
Yeah.
Wait, my dad died of pancreatic cancer when I was 17. I should have mentioned that. I should have played that card.
That is dark.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, hey, remind me, Michelle. Remind me to mention that later.
Okay, I will.
Bucci.
He died at home.
Right
he
before,
died at home.
Right
I was there.
Right before the next soaking. Right before the next soaking.
Were you there with your dad when he died?
Well, I was in the other room watching Man from U.N.C.L.E. But I was very close. I was nearby.
Why didn't you?
It was the second part of a two-part episode.
So why didn't you go in? Why didn't you go in and say goodbye?
The commercial breaks, I did what I could.
Okay.
Look, we don't have to get into this now. Who was watching Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Who was dying in the other room?
All right.
That's old news.
I did promise that you would have the opportunity to shave time off the soaks.
Yeah, let's do that.
If you could get a couple of questions right about
okay.
WFMU.
You're going to ask me some trivia questions. For everyone I get right, you're going to shave 30 seconds off the soak.
Right, so Michelle.
30 seconds?
No, 10 seconds.
No, Michelle said 30 seconds.
No,
she just did.
You
did. You just did.
You did.
I just heard her say it.
You did.
She was questioning.
I was questioning.
Your 30 seconds.
Oh.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Sam the appraiser.
Oh, say thanks,
Thank
Sam.
You,
old
Sam.
Friend. Old friend until right now.
Jenny in Alexandria, Virginia.
Go to hell, Jenny.
Somebody named Beth Landau in Madison.
Oh, no, that can't happen.
Madison, New Jersey.
No, that's my wife.
That
is not true.
Very generous.
Oh, my God,
pledge.
It's almost Joey Heatherton level.
No, that can't be true.
Jason in Brooklyn.
Die. No, wait, I would die. Honey, that is like financial.
And Eric in Phoenix.
No, that's like a crime or something.
Okay, Michelle, why don't you ask the first trivia question?
That's financial abuse.
And if Andy can get this right, it's a true-false question, Andy, so you have a 50-50 chance of getting it right.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah.
True or false?
Okay.
There are 17 good reasons to donate to WFMU.
False.
No, that's
true. Because she said good. You said good. You did. Michelle, didn't you?
I'm just reading from this paper.
Okay, but she said the word good.
But there's more than 17 good reasons in here.
No, good.
Yeah, no.
No, you said good reasons.
Yeah, no. Sorry, you missed your opportunity to...
No, there are 17 bogus reasons.
Give him another one.
Okay,
Michelle.
Here's another one.
Okay.
True or false?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen's son once put out a fire at WFMU.
Bruce Springsteen's son once... Well, it's such a stupid question. The answer's got to be true. It's got to be true.
No, it's false.
Who would make that up?
He did come
here.
He came here once, but there was not a fire. It was a false alarm.
Wow, you're not doing so good, Andy.
Give him another one.
All right.
I, I, uh, I, I just don't know what to say to that. That's just so stupid.
He was here.
Yeah. Wait.
The other firefighters didn't know WFMU, but they pointed to Bruce Springsteen's son, and he said, oh, yeah, FMU.
You mean he was a fireman?
Yeah, he is a Jersey City fireman.
Wait, so there was a fire, and he responded.
There was a false alarm.
There was a false alarm.
Oh, for the love of God. Oh, give me, oh, for the love of crack. You guys are just...
One more.
You guys are just...
Ready?
Yeah. You guys are so malicious.
True or false?
Yeah.
WFMU transmits at 4 different frequencies.
FM frequencies, that is.
FM frequencies, that is.
Oh, you mean Ken's little empire of the air?
Yeah.
4 little frequencies?
Yeah.
From sea to shining sea?
Yep.
If by sea to shining sea, you mean from here to Machuchin?
Yep.
4. All right, I'm going to say false. The answer is probably like 3 or 5 or something.
No, it's true.
Oh, for the love of God, I hate you both.
How about one more? I'm feeling bad for him.
Okay. Yeah,
where did that come from?
You did look kind of sad for a minute,
Ken.
I know.
I just wanted to get one right.
You gave me a look and I didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
True or false, Andy?
Yeah.
WFMU has over 5,000 members in our Swag for Life program, which is the monthly donation program.
So can't be true.
5,000 members.
Can't be true. I've heard the station. There's no way that's possible.
He got the answer right. He got that one right.
There's no way.
That's a technicality.
It's not quite 5,000. So we will shave 10 seconds off your next soaking because you got an answer right.
Yeah, hey, it couldn't be 5,000. Not with the stuff you're broadcasting.
Thanks to Kirk from Colorado. By the way, we have a second soaking coming up in 5 minutes if you would like.
Go to hell, Kirk.
Hey, our old producer, Mike Noble, checking in.
Hey, Mike. Good to hear from you, although not under these circumstances.
And Michael in Massachusetts soaking, Andy.
Oh, perfect.
Julian in Brooklyn. Oh, whoa, Julian.
Oh, no.
Yeah, whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, no, wait.
Julian in Brooklyn and a very, very generous pledge.
And she wanted to soak Ken, I believe.
Did she say that? No one soaked Ken.
Nobody soaked me.
How is that possible? That can't be possible.
Listener Common in Philadelphia checking in to soak Andy. Ken from Hyde Park.
I'm not happy.
Elizabeth in Campbell, California. Haley in Toronto.
Nope. Damn.
Not fans of any of these people.
All these people soaking Andy. Mike in Toronto, Canada.
Why, Mike? Why? Et tu, Michael.
Zachary in West Lafayette, Indiana says, our family listens to WFMU every day. Thank you for all that you do.
That is like family abuse. You can call the authorities on that.
4 minutes to the next soak. Rob in New Haven, Connecticut.
Go to hell, Rob.
Ryan in Chambersburg, PA.
Not happy about this.
Soaking the Andy from all the teachers of the world. Now, why would teachers want to soak you, Andy?
Because they're stupid.
Bill and Max with a very generous pledge. Thank you, Bill and Max. Francine.
Yeah.
She says, not sorry.
I think she's a little sorry.
No.
I know Francine.
Chris.
She has mixed feelings.
Chris from California. Matt from Jersey City.
Go to hell, all of you.
Carolyn from Bremerton, Washington, took some money out of her pretty hat budget for the year.
Oh, her husband's going to be mad at you.
To soak you.
Her husband was hoping to see you in that pretty hat.
And Greg in Brookhaven, Georgia. And we are 3 minutes away from the next soaking. In case you missed it, we're doing 3.
Wait, but they could call now. Hold on, Ken. You're not being... cool.
Yeah.
Be cool, baby.
No, they can call now.
They can call now. 800-989-9368. 67. No. FMU.org. And if you call now.
.com.
Whatever. If you call now, you can donate to this station.
Yeah.
This little Mickey Mouse operation here.
Yeah.
Get Ken his private pool that he's looking to build on the roof of his house. And you don't have to soak me. It's a win-win-win. You support your station. And you give the old man a break.
Let's remind all the listeners that you watched TV while your dad was dying.
Yeah, 2.5 minutes to go.
Andy's Man from Uncle, Michelle. Have you ever seen it?
I have not.
Okay, then. Shut up.
Ilya Kuryakin. Yeah. Michelle.
Napoleon Solo and Ilya Kuryakin.
Yeah, Ilya Kuryakin.
Everyone makes fun of the Man from Uncle, but, you know, when it hits the fan and you need someone to save the world and you got to call someone, you call those guys.
Our old friend Herb says, isn't it easier for Andy to just give us his credit card and expiration and CVS code?
Yeah.
Hey, our old pal Jeremiah Ventry McGee.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jeremiah. Oh, he is our old pal.
Yep.
He was instrumental this year in the success of our little show.
Yes, and fixing your appliances as well.
And yours.
And mine.
As well. He's a good friend to have.
Yeah,
a good friend. A guy that can fix the refrigerator.
We are 1.5 minutes away from Andy's next soak.
We're going to reduce the time of it, right? Because I got one of your little fakakta questions.
You want
right?
one more question?
Yeah, let's do another one real quick.
One more question.
This is for 10 seconds off.
If Andy gets this question we shave 10 seconds off
soap. WFMU.org.
True or false?
Yeah, true or false.
We ripped the carpet out of Monty Hall because the Meat Puppets made us.
That's the band, the Meat Puppets, Andy.
There's no such band. That's a trick question.
No, it's not a trick
false.
Question.
False. No such band called the Meat Puppets. No one would call their band the Meat Puppets.
I'm afraid Andy got that one right.
He did, but not for the right reason.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was Jonathan Richman who made us tear the carpet out, not the Meat Puppets.
Is there an interesting story behind that?
Nope.
Yes.
No, I don't think there would be either.
So you've taken 20 seconds off your next 2 minutes.
Wait,
that's a lot.
That's great. That's a lot. That saves me a little money. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So the next soak is going to be 1:40, so it's going to be tighter, everybody. So get your pledges ready.
It's going to be
harder to get your pledge in. So get ready. Go to WFMU.org. Go to the pledge page, and in 30 seconds when the soak starts, all you got to do is type in the first characters of your pledge during that 1:40 seconds. We're 20 seconds away from the next soaking.
Wait, can I reduce it again? Can I try another one?
No, we're only 14 seconds away
now. Wait, excuse me. Why are you making all the rules?
10 seconds. You've already shaved off 20 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. The soaking of the Breckman number 2 has begun. This one's only 1:40.
Hey, the phones aren't ringing.
800-989.
No, wait. You shut your wad, baby. That's it, baby.
800-989-9368. WFMU.org.
Listen to that silence. There's no more soaking.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. It's just a delay. Right now.
I took my hit earlier in the show.
If you pledge right now, Andy will match your pledge. 800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org.
No. Oh, no.
You got
one minute
to go. 1 minute left in soaking number 2. 800-989-9368. There's 2. Let's get a third. 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org.
Oh, this is sweet. It's not quite as it's... Oh, there. Oh, well, it is.
Yeah, no, it's they're ringing around the room now.
I thought.
Oh, there's
had...
the funny phone.
Wait a minute.
The funny phone's ringing. That's a good sign. That means that's the fourth. The fourth phone is the funny phone.
Wait.
40 seconds to go. WFMU.org is the place to get your web pledge in for Andy to match it.
You didn't let me make my case for myself. Oh, my father. Let me just tell you about my father.
Oh,
Pancreatic cancer. That's no picnic, baby.
Right. And while he was dying, while the death rattle happened,
you
were watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E. in the den.
Weren't you? Right down the hall.
Yeah.
I loved him. I wasn't going to leave the house.
You couldn't... You couldn't get in there to be by your dad's side as the death rattle was happening. Five seconds to go.
It was a tough call.
Three.
Thrush had developed a perfume.
Zero. Okay, end of soaking number 2.
I'll collect these cards. That turned women.
Michelle, it turned women into assassins. This perfume that Thrush had developed.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the dad or the movie?
No, that was the Man from U.N.C.L.E. episode.
That was the episode you were watching as your dad died.
Yeah. As I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not proud of it.
Right.
How did we get on this?
Yeah. What did the rest of your family think about the fact that you were watching TV
They were banging on the door to the den. Andy, get in here.
Oh, you locked the
door. Andy, get in there and say goodbye. There was a lot of that going on.
So you locked the door. You locked yourself in there.
It's like you don't even listen to me. Thrush had developed a perfume that turned women into assassins. Okay, so this was not as bad a hit.
What was it called, the perfume?
Really? That's your question?
Thank you, Herb from California. Stephen from Brooklyn says go to hell.
You can all go to hell.
Our old friend Aaron in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, Aaron.
Soak it, baby. Love ya.
Oh, I thought he did love me.
Dana from Richardson, Texas.
Not happy, Dana.
My doppelganger, Peter in Brooklyn.
Disappointed with you, Peter.
Do you have a doppelganger?
I'm going to look that up as soon as the show's over.
Okay. Mark in Washington, D.C. Go to hell, Andy.
You can go
Jason
to hell, Mark.
In Brooklyn.
Not happy.
Oh my God, there's a soak for me in here.
Hey, that's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it. Michelle, you should remind people, all the call screeners, all the winged monkeys in there, ask if this is a soaking for Andy or Ken.
Wow.
I'll make sure to do that.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm going to owe $20 more. Michael in Watertown. Thomas in Kinnelon.
I'm not happy.
Hey, our old pal Scott in Minneapolis. Thank you, Scott. Says, soak, soak, soak. There's nothing hotter than a damp Andy. Moistbreckman.org for adult pleasure.
Can't argue with it, but it still hurts my feelings.
Bruce and Barry from Nashville. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, my God. Matthew from Rhinebeck. Peter from New York. Brendan from West Virginia.
Wait. That's during the second soak?
Do it for baby dog. Yeah.
That was the shortened soak.
This is the shortened soak. And we have another soak, the third and final soaking of the Breckman, coming up at 6:50.
That's, said this would save me money.
That's about 15 minutes. I think...
You said that. That was your kind of promise
I was hoping that we would, divide and... Yeah.
You said it, they would play itself out.
Right.
And people would tire of it.
That it would be confusing. So
yeah,
we'd
and
be,
I would not be hit for as hard.
To be honest, I mean, I did say it's a crapshoot. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. But we are giving you a chance to wager away time of the next soak.
Oh, man.
The next soak is scheduled.
I just hate you.
The next and final soaking of the Breckman is scheduled for 6:50 p.m.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be I can see how Ken resents me.
2 minutes long.
His successful friend. You must be bitterly, bitterly jealous. It's true. It's true. I've made a living.
Yeah.
It's true. That's true. I've had my share of success.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Ken. Sorry it didn't fall your way.
Made millions.
Sorry life didn't deal you the same same hand.
But you were playing with marked cards, my friend. Matthew from Rhinebeck. Brett from Mountain View. Soaking Andy because I'm still bitter about Andy downplaying the Capitol rioters' actions last year.
What did I say?
Oh, man, it was horrible.
What did I say?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
But I wish I could take that back. If I take that back, would this caller erase his pledge?
No. No, he won't.
Is it possible to call these pledges back?
No. It's just not possible.
If they reconsider?
It's just not possible. Thank you, Michael in Brooklyn. Michelle, why don't you give Andy another one of those true-false questions? Give him a chance to shave a few seconds off the next soak.
You really do feel bad for him.
Yeah. There's a little heart still beating in there. It has a little pacemaker attached to it, but it's still beating.
I made these at 2 in the morning yesterday.
Michelle, we really appreciate your help on this.
True or false, Andy Breckman?
Okay, I'm with you.
Is it possible to adopt a DJ?
A WFMU DJ, that is.
I guess, it's a two-part answer. I guess the answer is yes, but I really, really wouldn't recommend it.
True or false, Andy?
I guess I'd say yes, because it's so stupid. It sounds like a stupid fundraising prank.
Yep, okay. You're right.
He won.
Oh, that's 20 seconds.
No, 10 seconds. You get 10 seconds off that. Thank you to Charles from Charles Orr. Let's
just
put it that way. Thank you, Charles. And, my old pal Mike G. in El Segundo, California.
Hey, maybe someone will adopt me and then absorb all of my debts. Isn't that how it works legally?
Mike says, thanks for kicking me off the air. I don't remember kicking you off the air.
Mark. Wait, that must have been you. You're running the board. Wait, who did he soak?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
Oh, yeah. Me? Oh, you're pointing to me. You answered the phone?
Nola and Greta and Jenny and Pavel. Thank you very much.
I'm a fan of Pablo, but Nola and Greta, not so much.
What's your problem with them?
It's a long, long story.
Okay. Thank you to Barbie.
Barbie, and, God bless her.
Yep.
Except for this
God
soaking.
Bless Barbie. Not a whole lot of information on there, but thanks to Matthew in Brooklyn.
Yeah, go to hell.
Rob, looks like Brooklyn. Yeah. Hey, our old friend Pam.
Pam?
In San Mateo.
Oh, she didn't soak me, though.
She did not soak you. On top of Swag for Life, just because Ken was sick and Andy does not have cancer.
God bless her. She is.
You should not get cancer more often.
Yeah, I've got to make a note.
David from Chatham, no soaking for anybody.
That's exactly how you do it. That's exactly how you do it, boys and girls.
Noel in North Carolina. Listen to this, Andy. This is going to blow your mind. I waited a minute in order to be nice to Andy, the kindest, most compassionate, and considerate person at WFMU.
My mind is blown.
Yeah.
Who's that from?
I don't know. It came from a mental institution, though.
I think I'm in love.
Yeah.
Is it ethical to fall in love with a listener?
With Noel, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll never get within 20 feet of Noel.
No.
Ashley in West Orange, thank you very much.
God bless.
Emily in Utah.
Well, wow. Wait, are these all soakings or not soakings?
I haven't seen any soakings.
Oh, no, that's how you do it. Yeah, exactly how you do it. That's textbook donating. Textbook. That call before the soaking.
Ant or Art from Bergen Field says not a soak.
That's exactly how you do it. God bless him and his work.
We're 12 minutes away from the final soaking.
I think the story about my father really reached them.
Yeah, it touched their hearts.
It touched their hearts.
Yeah, let's review that story. Andy's dad had pancreatic cancer.
My dad, who I adored, I loved.
Right. He was dying.
Now all I have is you as a father figure.
And he was at home.
Yeah.
His bodily...
Died at home.
He was losing control of his organs.
It's called a death rattle.
Yeah, it was finally happening.
I was in the TV room. Dad, keep it down, that death rattle. Keep it down. I'm trying to watch TV.
Andy was watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah.
The episode where Thrush develops a perfume that turns women into assassins.
No jury in the world would convict me. It was a thrilling episode.
That's your little story for telling people that you don't deserve to be soaked.
Wait, let me reconsider that.
Okay, got it.
So I loved him.
Can I have your name?
Daniel. I came to the funeral.
Did you really?
Yes. My God, people. Yes, I was at the funeral.
He's not a monster.
I forgot to mention that. I can't believe. I wish I had this whole hour over.
That's not what I heard. I heard that you were so late that you arrived at the funeral like after they put him in the ground and everybody had walked by and thrown in a handful of dirt.
It was the daylight savings time. It's a very, very confusing and long story.
Thank you, Daniel in Clifton Heights. A soak for Andy.
No.
And we have one more coming up in 10 minutes. Oh, my God. You know, we have so many soaks here that I can't. Hey, there's Ty. Ty, whose name I always mispronounce.
Mispronounce Ty?
Yeah, because it's spelled really funny.
Ty.
Yeah.
How do you say it? Tule? Well, how do you mispronounce Ty?
Look how it's spelled. I'll make sure
they know. Do you want to give Andy one more true or false?
Oh, Ty. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Michelle. God bless you.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Michelle, you want to introduce your little dog there?
Hey, thanks to Ruth in the booth.
Okay. Oh, Ruth. Oh, God bless her.
Yeah, Ruth is making tonight's video possible along with John Dalton.
You know what? Thank you, John. It's a good segue. Ruth and John were both a part of our 30th anniversary concert.
That's right.
And that is our premium this year. $75 gets you a copy of that show.
That was a really great night.
It was.
Go ahead,
it
Michelle.
Was. I was there, and I don't remember all of it. Yeah.
True or false?
I'm going to say true. No, wait. I'll hear the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
During one of the fundraising marathons, a man wandered in and helped himself to food because he thought we were a soup kitchen.
Well, I can't imagine that not happening. What year does that not happen? Until like 3 years ago, I also thought you were a soup kitchen. I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Yeah. Oh, there's 20. There's 20.
20
seconds.
Thank you to Zachary in Toronto, Justin in Brooklyn. Soak it up, bread man.
Oh, that's
a good name for Andy.
Yeah,
Breckman.
That is good.
Oh, that's a really clever one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to be in second grade, isn't
Bobby,
it?
Bobby in Wildwood. Melinda in Portland, Maine.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl Ward. Soak. Thank you, Carl Ward.
Man. Go to hell, all of you.
Steven Dunwoody.
No, not a
says,
fan.
Thank you, Andy. Your fan, Steve.
Okay, I'll say I'm a fan. Wait, are these soaks?
Yes, these are soaks. Oh, John in Yonkers. Andy deserves a good soaking.
Go
Rob
to hell.
In Brooklyn.
Nope,
Alexander in New Providence.
Please go to hell.
Soak Andy, although I did think that the abortion movie show was pretty good.
You what was that?
We did a whole show about abortion movies.
No, you didn't.
It says we did it here. There's a show here. I don't remember any of these. It says
I think it was the week you were opening up the WFMU abortion clinic downstairs.
Ah, that was it. Right.
Yeah.
It was a little promotion for
that.
Yeah.
You know, in hindsight, you should have actually hired real doctors.
Yeah, that didn't go as planned.
No, it didn't go as well as planned.
Yeah.
The volunteers did their best. They always do.
I have to admit, sometimes I should listen to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. We did your most hated sounds.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, me neither. We did the vaxxed versus non-vaxxed show. All I remember is that the non-vaxxed people won.
Oh, yeah, we asked science questions.
Right.
Oh, that's right. That was really interesting to me.
Where do you hide your...
And I should apologize for me for doing an interesting show.
Yeah. Willa in Pittsburgh. 7 minutes to the final soak, by the way.
Go to hell. Go to hell, Willa.
Brian in Maryland. Soak, Andy.
Sorry, go to hell.
Andrew in Amagansett.
Nope.
Mary in North Carolina. Robert in Jersey City.
Go to hell, guys.
Mike in Athens, GA.
Oh, my gosh.
Joan in Princeton. Mark in Statsburg. Musin Michael from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Losers all.
John from East Brunswick.
Go to hell.
Woo. And we have 7 minutes to go for the next soak. That's going to be
These people get a little buzz, I guess, because you read their names on the air.
The final soak of the evening. You're listening to 7 Second Delay, the program that wasn't called 7 Second Delay for the last year. And it's the WFMU Fundraising Marathon. 6 minutes to go to the final soaking of the Breckman.
We give and we give, don't we, Ken?
We do. We do. We give and we give.
A lot of shows give and give and give. We don't go that far.
No.
But we give and we give.
We should try to give and give and give.
I drive an hour each way every week.
For this.
For this!
I used to drive 2 hours each way.
Oh, I used to drive 18 hours each way. What the hell does that mean, I used to drive? That's like it's like the stupidest thing
I mean,
ever
up
heard.
Until a couple of weeks ago is what I mean.
Yeah.
Steve from Flemington, Stan from Kentucky, Larry from Los Altos, Joe from Montclair, and Heidi and Vance from Colorado. Thank you.
I resent all of you.
Hey, our old pal John Kay.
Hey, thanks, John.
Thank you, John, says Soak Andy.
Oh, great.
Very
thanks,
generous
John.
Pledge. Chris from New York City, Richard from Toronto, and Daniel from Hurley.
Go to hell, all of you.
And we're 5 minutes away from the final.
Wait, but we're doing so well. Why can't we skip that final one?
Nah.
Why can't you just say we did it, Ken?
If you can answer another question.
Yes! Okay! If I can answer one other question, we can skip the final
one. Another 10 seconds off.
Oh.
Go ahead.
True or false?
I'm going to say false. No, I'll wait to the question.
We bought our FCC license from Uppsala College in 1990.
I was there. Wait, I know this. This is during my term in office. I should know this. Wait, no, 1990. Hold on. No, I started 91 and we were still at Uppsala. No, false.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was there.
Oh, listen to that deductive reasoning.
I actually so.
Whoa.
I sobered up just enough. To answer that question.
So you're doing better than I thought.
Andy's gotten 3 questions right. That shaves off 30 seconds.
That's it. Oh, let's keep going. Wait, do we have more of those? Screw the people to thank. Let's ask more. More true or false.
Craig from Portland.
Yeah. Thanks, Craig. Yeah. Go faster.
Martin from the UK.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Martin. Yeah, oh, from the UK.
Adam from Milwaukee, soaking us both equally.
That's exactly, well.
Whoa.
It takes a little sting out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez, that hurts.
Okay, yeah, that hurts.
Boss.
Oh, sorry to hear it, Ken. What'd you get hit for, $15?
Boss from Utrecht. No, that was way more than $15.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my poor baby. We'll commiserate with you later, buddy.
Thank you, boss. Troy from Brooklyn. Nacho Bravo. Nacho says, pry your wallet open, Andy.
Oh, go to hell. It's not cool, man. Not cool, guys.
Bob does things. Is celebrating his birthday today by soaking the bread man.
Happy birthday, I guess, although I have mixed feelings.
Michael from Highland Lake says, soaking Andy is even a bigger thrill than tossing a pie into Don McLean's face.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a sweet image.
Yeah.
But I hate you, but it's a sweet image.
Jason from the UK pledging $74 to ensure that he does not get our DVD.
That's exactly how you do it. I've been doing that all week.
Susan from Kinnelon, soak him!
No, Susan.
Christina from New York,
no,
soak Andy!
No, honey, baby, no. Christina, no, not you too.
3 minutes to go. Don't pledge now. Wait 3 more minutes.
Pledge now, 800-989-9368. Or that WFMU.org. You go on the computer, you move your mouse around. You double click with the mouse.
You've gambled 30 seconds off the next soak.
Wait, I'll do more. I'll do more. Michelle, more.
The next soak is going to only be 90 seconds long. Okay, give him one more question.
All right, one more.
Okay.
True or false? Electricity for this building costs $20,000 annually.
Well, it'll never be exactly 20,000. Oh, wait, I'm going to say false because it can't be exactly 20,000. She didn't say about 20,000. So I can't be wrong.
Damn you.
Exactly.
Damn you.
That's exactly how you do it.
Ugh.
Okay.
You got it right. How much is it really, Michelle?
$28,000.
Hey, my son Harry pledging to soak you.
Pledging to soak me?
Yeah.
Well, of course, you leaned on him. I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah. Boy, did I ever.
You probably promised him a Sunday off from your special daddy Harry time.
Darian from Miami.
You have a week off, Harry. Mazel tov. Enjoy it, brother.
Charles from Quebec, Canada. Thank you, Charles. Dan from Rhode Island, very generous pledge. Yeah. Our own Roger of Double Dip Recess.
What the hell?
Pledging to soak Andy the rest of his
Go
mouse
to hell.
Pledge.
Go to hell, Roger.
2 minutes. 2 minutes to the final soaking. Jennifer from Brooklyn.
No.
Oh, my God. Nick the Bard.
Oh, hey, Nick. We miss you, brother.
Nick the Bard. Let us know what's going on, man.
Wait. Did he call to soak me?
Yes. One of the few things keeping me going anymore is getting my dumb life to the soaking of Andy.
You know what? That makes me kind of happy. I'll take that one. Okay.
Brian in Brooklyn. Brian in Virginia. You're very popular with the Bryans.
Yeah, Bryans love me.
Yeah, Jackie says...
Go to hell, Jackie.
Jackie says, poor baby, I held both my dying parents' hands. That's what most people do when their parents are dying, Andy.
Well, how do you scratch yourself if you itch? If you're holding both parents' hands.
Well,
it's a conundrum.
Hopefully they're not both dying at the same time.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah, that's the best
30
way to
seconds
do it.
To the next soak.
Oh,
yeah.
30 seconds.
If you can, have them die consecutively.
And it's going to be 1 minute, 20 seconds, because Andy wagered away 40 seconds. 20 seconds to the final soak.
That's perfect. Oh, yeah. It's a short soak. Oh, this is great.
800-989-9368.
Wait, answer me another one. Answer me another one.
10, 9, 8.
No, answer me another one real quick.
6. Oh, 5, no. 4, oh. 3, 2,
Not cool.
1. The soaking of the Breckman has begun! Part 3.
Ken rolls back away from the mic and then screams.
A minute 20.
I have a lot to learn about broadcasting.
800-989.
I didn't know that's how you do it.
That's how you do it, my friend. Otherwise, you completely distort. Yeah.
Okay. Now I understand how you do it.
There you go. That's it.
Fantastic.
Barbie Painter, thank you. William in Chester.
Wait,
thank
is this you. Another soaking?
800-989-9368.
Oh, the phones aren't ringing.
The soaking is on. This
no,
is the
it's
final.
Over. No, it's no.
No, this is the final
no,
soaking.
Here they come.
No, you're out of it. No, you're out of ammo, baby. It
takes a little
while.
No.
You've
takes a minute.
Or go to WFMU.org. We still have another 30 seconds of the soaking. 800-989-9368. Just get your phone call answered before the end of the soaking.
Wait.
Or get your web pledge started. WFMU.org is where you start your web pledge. Just go to WFMU.org. Type in the first couple of digits and it'll be timestamped.
Or not.
20 seconds to go. 20 seconds to go. Bryant in Toronto. Thank you.
Bryant.
Elizabeth in Mendham. Daniel
hell,
in Summit.
Bryant. Oh, I hate you all.
August in Brooklyn, some son of former producer Mike, here to say, I hate the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
You know what? Does he mean he hates the title or
yeah,
the show?
I think, whatever.
I guess
everything.
You can hate both. One doesn't preclude the other.
And we only have 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right.
Oh, my God.
You survived, Andy.
Did I?
Yeah.
Do you call this surviving?
Yeah, you're screwed.
That makes me so angry. I survived. Okay, I'll have to tell my kids that 3-meal-a-day thing. That era is over.
We just got a very special pledge from Miss 7-Second Delay herself, Quinn.
Oh, hey, Quinn.
From South Orange. I love you, but I'll never forgive you for getting my 8-year-old son addicted to the show. Now I have to hear it every single week.
Quinn's a fan of the show and was one of the stars of our anniversary show.
That's right. By the way, if you pledge $10 or more at 800-989-9368,
you get the punchline to this joke.
You get this joke's punchline. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, the joke was my son Evan said, hey, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a WFMU DJ.
Uh-huh.
And my response.
What did you say?
Should I reveal my response now?
No.
Should I wait till a few minutes?
No, it must never be revealed.
Well, no, it has to be. Most people pledged online.
That's true.
They can't have heard the punchline.
Okay, well, we'll reveal it at the end of the hour.
Yeah, that'll keep people in suspense.
Yeah, 800-989-9368.
If you're operating heavy machinery, you might want to pull over.
Yeah, or if you're watching a Man from U.N.C.L.E. episode right now, then maybe you want to call us and get the punchline right now. 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org.
I know that's a good episode because I saw the whole thing.
This is the 2022 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. Jake from Fraser, Colorado says, soak Andy.
Go to hell, Jake.
James from somewhere, soaking Andy.
Not
Hillary. Hillary from Highland Lake says, it's nothing personal, Andy. It's just business.
Hillary, you're a big disappointment.
Scott from Gettysburg, PA says, soak Andy Breckman.
Scott, I expected more from you.
Zach from Brooklyn says that the man from U.N.C.L.E. is better than Monk.
Hard to argue with it, although I stole plenty from Man from U.N.C.L.E.
And Madeline from Campbell Hall, checking in for Nadia. Excuse.
Oh, God bless.
Because you don't like unicorns, Andy.
I don't quite. Did I? I must have said
something. Yeah, she soaked you. Nadia soaked you because you don't appreciate unicorns.
I said something intemperate about unicorns.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Andy.
My opinion about unicorns is evolving.
Yeah. What's your current opinion?
Hate them. But it's evolving. That's how we talk inside the Beltway.
Hey, Bad Bob checked in from Virginia.
God bless him.
Thank you, Bad Bob. Steve from Port Townsend, Washington.
Go to hell.
This is the best sonic source for my well-being. Hugely grateful for all your work, Andy.
That's how he shows it, huh?
Yep.
He sticks it to me.
Konstantinos in Berlin, Germany says, go whores!
Whores? That could be the new name of the show,
well, whores.
We'll find out next week.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know we want to rename the show whores?
Michelle, do you know what whores are? They're women that have sex for money.
Can we do another soaking?
I don't even. Just to make that clear.
Richard from Brooklyn says, soak Andy and come back, Nick the Bard.
Oh, God bless him.
Marie from Venice, CA, Ilya Kuryakin says, soak Andy.
That's a Little Man from U.N.C.L.E. reference.
Zach from Toronto, fuzzy glove hour forever.
No, anything but that.
Joseph from New York says, soak Andy like the wet blanket he is.
I guess I can't argue with it.
Tyler from Maine is soaking for Andy's breast implants.
Why did I say that?
Yeah,
that was a strategic error.
Right, not many people get man boob implants.
Yeah, I should have used the money for my penile reduction surgery.
Yeah. But if you want to see Andy's man boobs, you can watch. I don't know why
would. That'll be our big finale next week.
Yeah, you can watch online because John Dalton's got the camera focused right on Andy's chest. And thank you to John and Ruth for making tonight's video possible.
And all of our telephone volunteers.
Yeah, we got Brian in there. We got Bianca Bob. Is Mayor still in there?
Yep.
Who are the other?
Mayor's right here.
Hi.
All right. Oh, my God, and there's more coming in. Robert from Tinton Falls, Peter from Kew Gardens, Sophie from New York City, and Amanda from L.A. Soak Andy, please.
They all live in Squaresville, as far as I'm concerned. Welcome.
Squaresville, USA?
Squaresville, USA. That's the city council. You just listed the city council of Squaresville.
Jay from Maine, thank
go to
you.
Hell, Jay.
Brian in Monona, Wisconsin.
Oh, I don't care.
Diane from Hawley.
No one cares.
Thank you, Diane. A very generous Swag for Life club.
No, wait, was that a soaking?
Oh, yeah.
Did she soak you or me?
You.
Oh.
Actually, it doesn't say.
What a time to be me.
And Peter says, thank you, Andy, for the Barbie Museum.
Oh, that's a little reference to an
reference
old movie.
To Rat Race.
Yeah,
Rat one of Andy's movies.
Yeah.
That's
don't know it.
It's aging.
Well, it's like 40 years old. Already.
It's aging quite well.
Yeah, it's aging quite well.
It's
unlike me.
It's riding the year 2000 nostalgia craze.
Yeah, right.
No, there was an article in Vulture
Magazine.
Yeah,
there was an article online. Yeah, on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made the internet.
So it must be true.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, you've heard of the internet?
Yes, I have.
I'm on it.
I invented it.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, it was Michelle with Tim Berners-Lee hold up there.
Well, thank you for that.
Inventing the internet.
Well,
we have a couple more minutes. 800-989-9368, WFMU.org.
And you get to hear the punchline to this joke. Andy's son, Evan Breckman, said to Andy, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a WFMU DJ. What did Andy say in response?
Maybe I should reveal it.
No, not yet.
It is a good joke.
We still have several minutes to go here.
We do?
I don't know.
Very few minutes.
I don't know.
It's just a few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Okay, Andy.
Okay, a couple more people to thank.
One more phone pledge coming in right now.
All right.
Phone Great number, show.
Phone number.
Oh, this was spectacular. Thanks to you, Michelle.
Thanks
hey,
to you.
Terry from New Baltimore, that's the better Baltimore, says, we all live to soak. Our own Alan of 6 Degrees here says, oh, Alan's getting back at you for stepping in the wet concrete on the stairway. That's an interesting yeah. story.
Really? That's what passes for interesting?
Yeah.
That's the problem with WFMU. That's what passes for interesting. There, right there, in a nutshell.
All right, now you're going to get to hear the king of the zingers revealing a punchline to a very funny joke. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, so Evan said, Daddy, when I grow up, I want to be a WFMU DJ. And I said, sorry, son, you can't do both.
It is a good joke.
That's really something.
That is
That's
a
professional
joke.
Don't try writing jokes like that yourself. I'm a professional.
It was very interesting watching Andy's process for writing jokes, because yesterday I asked him, what's the joke going to be for tonight? And he said, I've got the setup. The setup is, what do bad luck, bad food, bad music, and WFMU have in common?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, what?
That's a work in progress.
I don't have the punchline yet.
Well, Ken, it's been, what's the opposite of a pleasure?
Pain?
Yeah, it's been painful.
We just got a giant pledge.
All righty.
Okay, but that's not a soak, though.
Nope.
That's not a soak. What does that mean, air? What does that mean?
It's a soak for Ken.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, wait, but is it during the soaking?
Ant in Bergenfield.
I'll count it as a soak.
Why not?
Ant in Bergenfield is asking you, Andy, to skinny dip nude in the Hudson River.
Done and done.
Done and done. All right.
Oh, wait. I think I have a conflict on my schedule.
Oh, thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Thank you to John Dalton and Ruth for the webcam video this evening. And to all our phone people. Michelle, thank you for sitting in the phone room.
It was my pleasure.
And for writing.
Really? Was it, Michelle?
Absolute pleasure.
Really?
Always. You're a delight.
And did I get all the phone volunteers? We got Brian and Mayor and Bianca Bob. And who else was helping out in there?
And I
Scott.
Guess.
Scott.
Scott.
I guess a very begrudging thank you to
Joe
everyone,
McGaskill.
Everyone who pledged.
Yeah, thanks everybody for soaking Andy.
It means the world to
you
me.
You done good. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Can I remove
Michelle's
this knife?
Ripping off the microphone before I've even turned it off.
Can I remove this knife from my back now?
You may. Stay tuned for the best blues program on the radio, Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibad.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
We'll be right back. The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
I want everybody to join in and help me get this feeling out. Now squeeze the bunny.
Now, an alternate line.
Now try and squeeze the bunny. Now try and squeeze the bunny. Now try and squeeze the bunny. Now. Now try and squeeze the bunny.
Okay, the next line.
Okay, kids, now squeeze the bunny. Okay, kids, now squeeze the bunny. Okay, kids, now squeeze the bunny.
The girl